Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. If you're looking for a broadcast yesterday, I took the day off, Labor Day weekend here in the United States, and good to be back this morning on a Tuesday that feels like a Monday. But I pray that you had a great weekend worshiping God and serving Him as you honor Jesus with your life. I'm going to be talking and praying this week about life to the full. And Sunday I shared a message from Luke 7 on a great full life. And so it's kind of fitting that we take a look at all of those things that God says our life ought to be full of. And we're going to start today with a life full of joy. And the topic yesterday in the prayer guide that we didn't get to on a broadcast was a life full of light. And the idea that God's desires that are His light would shine through us because, well, we're filled with His light. But today we're going to focus on joy. John 17, verse 13. Jesus is praying to His Father, and so He says, I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. You read through this end of John, these chapters, in the 14, 15, or 15, 16, 17 range, Jesus spends a lot of time praying. And He prays for Himself. He prays for His disciples. He prays for us, for all who would come to know Him. And in this case, He's praying to His Father. He's saying these things for the benefit of those that are listening, for His disciples. And His desire is that they would have a fullness of His joy. Now, if you read the history and the what we know, whether it's through the rest of the New Testament, whether it's history from outside of biblical sources, the disciples did not really have an easy life. Their life was often disrupted, generally ended very tragically, very horrific for many of them. And yet Jesus is praying that they would have the fullness of His joy within them. And I think sometimes we get so caught up in wanting to live a happy life. We live, as Americans at least, with this understanding because, well, our founding fathers have said that we have these inalienable rights from our Creator of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I'm not sure you'll find all of that in Scripture, that our Creator has endowed us with those. But even if you want to make arguments that those things are within Scripture and we indeed have been granted those inalienable rights, I believe most of the time when we try to apply it, we leave out a word or two. We talk about life, liberty, and happiness. And so if we're not happy, then it's somebody else's fault. Because we've been endowed with that right of happiness, we tend to leave out the pursuit, the work involved. But to get back to the point, the idea is we somehow think that we ought to be happy all the time, and God wants us to be happy all the time, and that everything around us ought to be going well. And it doesn't take a very long review of the life of Jesus to consider that that wasn't the case for him. And his prayer is that we would have the fullness of his joy within us. And so, in order for that to happen, we really have to step back and re-examine, redefine what we think that means so that it, well, more closely matches what God says it means. This joy that he talks about is a deep abiding contentment, satisfaction, fulfillment that we're doing what we ought to be doing, that we are who we ought to be, that our life is honoring the one we serve, which ought to be God. And so we live life with a renewed perspective on the things that Jesus is asking for. Within this prayer, he talks about the sending of a helper, of his spirit, of a comforter, of one who would assist our weaknesses. Assist our weaknesses in understanding. Assist our weaknesses in action. Assist our weaknesses in even our prayer life. And it's through the power of God, it's through his spirit living within us that we can have this great joy that Jesus lived with. And even when being harassed by the religious leaders, even when being persecuted and oppressed, even when being brought to trial and crucified, Jesus understood who he was and where he was going. The Bible says that is part of the foundational elements of how he could humble himself and stoop down and wash the feet of the disciples when, in fact, it was he that should have been served. And so when we begin to realize who we are and where we're going, it fills us with a fullness of the joy of Christ. Because we're headed home. We're going to be with him. And as we live life with that kind of joy, with that kind of fulfillment, we discover that the things of this world, the things that will easily get us down, no longer matter as much as they used to. And so the bothers of this life still bother us, but at least me. But they no longer have the ability to steal my joy quite so quickly. It's a work in process for all of us. There are days that we likely allow the stuff of this world to come in and steal the joy that we ought to have, that fullness of Christ's joy. But we grow and we learn and we hold on to it a little more firmly. We live life in the midst of a world filled with trouble, and we recognize that happiness by the world standards, everything going our way, isn't likely to happen. But a fullness of joy according to God's standards is not only possible, it's God's gift to us. It's the prayer of Jesus for us. And it's not only possible, it's within our grasp when we hold on to Jesus. Living life with the fullness of the joy of Christ rejoices when people come to know him. It rejoices when people are served and helped and loved. It rejoices when we have the opportunity to suffer for the sake of Christ. Not something we probably put very high on our list of things to bring me joy. Paul would write and talk about the great joy that he has, even in his sufferings, knowing that his chains have helped the gospel, the good news of Jesus, to be spread even further. And so we live full of joy because we live with the fullness of the joy of Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It has given us what we need to overcome the troubles of this world, to endure them, to outlast them, to put them in proper perspective. And Father, one of the ways that you have done that is through this prayer of Jesus, that his joy would be made complete in us, that we would know the fullness of that joy that resides within us through his Spirit. So God, today, help us to have a better comprehension of the difference between the world's view of happiness and your view of full joy. And Father, may the things that bring joy to your heart and your mind be things that motivate us. Sinners coming to repentance, your children obeying in humility, a family that loves and serves one another, a body that shows mercy. So God, today, as we live life, as we have opportunity, as we even have to reform the way we think, may you help us overcome the trap of happiness by the world standards in order to live with a life filled with the joy of Christ. And may that joy be such that it not only fills us, but it overflows. We talked a little about that being full of light and that light that flows from the joy that is your Spirit dwelling within us. And God, whatever we do today, whatever comes before us, may we recognize that the circumstances of this life do not have to steal our joy, that we can hold firm to the fullness of the joy that Jesus has put within us that is present in that relationship. And Father, as we live with that great joy, as we live that full life, may we do so as your children, as representatives of Jesus, as those that can be the light of the world because His light lives within us. Father, may we know the fruit of this prayer of Jesus, that we would listen to the things that he said, that we would put them into practice, so that the fullness of his joy can live within us. Help us to lift him up in everything we do and everything we say and the way that we live so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.